Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour.
RAWF Radio Network. I am your host, Lord Amadeus, the owner and CEO of RAWF in the game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. Just found out moments ago that El Vacant was delayed at the airport here in Sacramento. So you know what that means? That means I have to go to my backup co-host and, well, you know, we're just going to have to deal with it. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. RAWF. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the puppet master himself. He is Judgment. Judgment, good evening.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Amadeus, sir?
Well, I appreciate
good
your filling
you.
In on short notice. We got a lot to talk about tonight, Judge. A whole lot to talk about, no doubt about it.
We do. We got a lot to talk about.
First off, the Xanther the Platinum Dragon Memorial donation scene is officially closed. We have taken all the donations. I think it's been open long enough. So would you like to hear the final tally for this year's, what we're going to be paying out total in this year's Xanther tournament, Judge?
No, I think we should make it a surprise. You edited that together. You didn't know what to do, Nate. I think you spoke quick, didn't you? Yeah.
Yes, I know what to do. I'm getting my Excedrin out, and I am taking a couple because already, just 2 seconds into the show, you're giving me a migraine.
Well, all right. What we got.
So, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, thank you to everyone who donated this year. It was amazing, I have to say. Every year I expect, you know, I try not to have any expectations so that there's, you know, but at any rate, this year was incredible. The record total of coins was donated this year, 300 million. 300 million coins. That beats the record.
Wow.
By 40 million coins. So a record number of coins donated this year. 300 million coins will be paid out in this year's Xanther the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. A total of 16,000 wrestler bucks. Thank you. There we go. 16,000 wrestler bucks. Will also be put into the pot for the Xanther Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. There will be a video, entrance video by Iron Horse given to the winner, and I do believe a company as well will be added to the mix, and a full size company, not a. But that is still pending. I will get you all confirmation on that in the weeks to come, but. I can tell you for sure the coins were 300 million and the wrestler bucks 16,000, and the winner will get an Iron Horse entrance video. And to everyone who donated this year, you have been put into the donation tournament, and you will compete for an Iron Horse entrance video yourselves. So a couple of chances for some people for Iron Horse entrance video. But yes, that's the tally right there, Judge. Like I said, a record number of coins.
Wow.
This year. So thank you to everybody, every single person who donated this year to make this tournament. It's going to be something special once again. So thank you, everybody. Thank you very, very much. All right.
You're welcome.
So we have very limited results from Unyielding, but we'll talk about that in a moment. Let's get to the rankings, shall we? And since
L Vacant
isn't here, and I know you have trouble pronouncing some of these names, I will go ahead and do the rankings.
Well, you know, it's not the fact that I have trouble pronouncing some of the names. It's the fact that some of these people out here put too many damn letters in their names.
Okay, you don't have any trouble. Is that what you're saying?
They put too many letters in their damn name. Okay, let's say, for instance, Paragon of Greatness. Why you got to have an of in there? Just say Paragon Greatness. There you
go. Can say that.
We know he's great.
What, here's
so
the
what's
list.
The of
here's
there
the,
for?
I'm giving you the list. Read number 25.
Read
number 25. Go ahead. I said
Liana Mahanshahan.
Yeah, exactly.
Liana Mahanshahan, which, okay, number one, there's too many freaking S's in there. There's too many. Just call him the Luck of the Irish. Lucky Charms. That's what I'll call him.
All right. So here is the top 25. This is 6 out of the 8 total matches for this rankings period, and it does include the Unyielding preview scene as well.
Yes.
So
it does.
That has already been counted, so all we have left is one round robin and Unyielding itself to get the final tally for the top 25. But here's what
would
we have.
Would you like dramatic elevator music?
I don't need dramatic elevator music, no. But thank you.
Okay,
I appreciate the offer.
Top 25. Here we go.
Top 25. At number 25, Liam O'Shaughnessy. At number 24, The Cougar. At number 23, Aaron McFadden. At number 22, Uncle Frank. At number 21, Killa Neptune. At number 20 is Deez. At number 19, Diesel Warrior. At number 18, The Governor. At number 17, Tigress. At number 16, Money Sue. At number 15, Hobo Ezekiel. At number 14, The Unsettled Chris Cage. At number 13, Buckshot. At number 12, Maeve O'Hare. At number 11, Blake Effin Bradley. At number 10, Denzel the Giant. At number 9, The Mysterious Eva. At number 8, Jobu. At number 7, The Paragon of Greatness. At number 6, The Immortal Griffith. At number 5, A Simply the Best. At number 4, Starlight. At number 3, The Teflon Sheik. At number 2 is Mithras. And at number 1, 6 out of 8 matches, is the good man, Claymore. So that is your top 25, 6 out of Yay. 8 matches. And I'll be posting that in the top 25 here in a little while, top 25 scene. But
congratulations to everyone who made it.
I must say, it's a highly competitive rankings period. All of the top six, and the top six are all undefeated. They are all 6-0.
Well,
there are two other. Everybody in the top six. I know. Thank you. I appreciate that. But top six are undefeated. Two others are undefeated as well in the top 25 overall. So it's extremely competitive. It's going to get down to the nitty-gritty, and I can't wait to tally that last round robin end on yielding to find out who finishes. But some people really went all out knowing that it is for a title shot, possible title shot at Immortal. Yes, Mithras, Teflon was number 3. You are number 2, and Claymore is number 1. That is how that worked. All right.
And Immortal, we know everybody's going to go crazy. You ain't seen nothing yet. You just wait. It's going to get heated up for Immortal. Immortal's going to be outstanding this year.
I agree. I totally agree. By the way, folks, don't forget, tonight, the After Hours Championship will be on the line at the top of the hour. Jobu is here. He will defend that title against a random member from the chat. So if you're out there and you're talking, and you do anything, quite possibly could get an after-hours title shot against Jobu tonight at the top of the hour. So
you know, that's one guy I can't wait to see world champion of RAWF.
You think Jobu has what it takes to be the world champion here in RAWF?
Oh,
is that what I just heard you?
Jobu would be the face of RAWF. That would be that would just make my year. That would be like New Year's, Christmas, Happy New Year, everything coming together. That's who I'm picking this year. I'm going to pick by the end of the year. Jobu is going to be the world champion of RAWF. Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Would you like to see Jobu as a champion of RAWF?
I have no preference to who's the world champion in RAWF, as long as it's somebody who earned it fair and square, the right way, and did it all the right things to get there. I have no problem with whoever is RAWF champion. I am an unbiased.
I think he should be champion.
I'm unbiased.
I'm not biased.
No.
Because you're unbiased.
Yeah, you.
I appreciate you.
All right, another thing that we need to talk about really quick, Judge, and we'll discuss it more as the show goes on, was the Hall of Fame suggestion scene.
Yes.
For people to go in and give their suggestions on who they think they believe belongs in the RAWF Hall of Fame this year. You made your opinion, as did quite a few so far. That scene is still open for folks to do so. Feel free to do so if you haven't already, but already getting a few people. Go ahead.
I want to say something about this RAWF suggestion scene. People are out there, and I see it year after year, time after time. people get, what's the word? Oh, I can't believe this person made it. Why didn't this person make it? Why didn't this person make it? Well, number one, because you guys aren't suggesting. How many people are in REWF? Look, I mean, look at the amount of people we have in REWF, and we have roughly two handfuls of people who have, I mean, it's been probably maybe a little bit more, that have posted their suggestions. So people, get out there and post your suggestions in there. I mean, don't just sit back and say, well, I can't believe this person made it. What do they do to deserve it? What does this person do to deserve it? Why come this person's not in there? Well, go in and get your voice heard. Let them know who you're talking about, because you never know. There might be someone that's outstanding that is gone under the radar that the committee and people don't see. And it may open their eyes to a new person. So yeah, get in there and vote, or go in there and cast your suggestion, because it just pisses me off when they come in after the Rediverse and they say, well, why did they get in? Why come this person didn't get in? There you go.
Well, and you were one of the people that did make some suggestions. You had four suggestions, and a lot of people, you had three suggestions that a lot of people also suggested, but you had one in particular that nobody else had suggested, and that was the Mancunian Maniac. Now, I understand. So explain that to me, because honestly, and I have no problem with Mank. He's a good wrestler. He's a good athlete. And he was the first ever Hatfield and McCoy champion, so it's not like he doesn't have a little bit of history here in RAWF. But as opposed to some of these people that have been going up, why Mancunian Maniac?
Well, Mancunian Maniac is someone who is basically under the radar. Like I said, he's one of the people who I think has been floating under the radar and not letting many people get a good look at. But if you go back and you look at his matches, his build up to his matches, the way he storylines them and the way he carries them out, and he's consistent. He's at the shows. He does his thing that he needs to do, and he shows up and he's here weekly and does his thing. And I mean, he doesn't give any problems. He doesn't cause any drama. He does what he has to do. He goes into matches. He beats. He wins matches. And there you go. I mean, yeah, he may not have had all the belts that people's had, but still, it's not about this ain't REWF Hall of Belts fame. This is REWF Hall of Fame. It's the people who put forth the effort.
I'm not arguing with your choice, because you know you're entitled to your opinion, and I have no problems with Mank, certainly, but. It just seemed like a little out there, but that's all right.
I know it's a long shot for him, but it's just like you said, it's just someone I thought of. You know, I thought of.
All right. But we need to move on, Judge. We've got some other things to do. We've got some GM reports to get to first of all. Let's start with our Ultimate Gauntlet GM. He is.
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the bridge to the earth to the shadows fall behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on the bitches. Better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptizing blood of the fallen. Keep it G, go and have your family slam. Fuck around, beat it that hologram. Big dog way off the counter, don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleep. With the rat that creep in my flesh for weeks. Hey, 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 make it still see. Try to open wounds, press.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Paragon of Greatness, your Ultimate Gauntlet GM. Paragon, good evening, sir.
Good evening, Amadeus, and we've got ourselves an action-packed Ultimate Gauntlet report. Last we left off, Larry Wrestling had just ended his run at the hands of the Hawkster, who had started off at his first victory with Larry. He went on to face Starlight to get a second victory. He went on to face Deez, earning a third victory, going on to face Cougar and earning a fourth. That is right, Hawkster, one victory away from earning an Ultimate Gauntlet championship match. All that stood in his way was the Irish icon, Marcus Conan versus the Hawkster, a heated matchup, but the Irish icon comes out as the winner, ending the run of the Hawkster at 4. Marcus Conan goes on to his next match, where he is defeated by Tiggs, ending his run at 1. Tiggs, now currently on her first match, takes on the unsettled Chris Cage.
Wow. So Hawkster came just shy of getting an Ultimate Gauntlet Championship. And now that you said the person up now is a person who actually got an Ultimate Gauntlet title shot a couple of weeks ago after earning it in a slightly different way than running the gauntlet. But still, be interesting to see if he's motivated enough to run through that gauntlet again. But he has to get by Tiggs first. Is that right? That's what you said? Tiggs?
Absolutely. Yes. It is Tiggs, and you got to say, it is a testament to how fast and furious this Ultimate Gauntlet has been going lately. People have been on a mission. They are trying to earn that title shot. Chris Cage, of course, earning that challenge from Griffith, that challenge being its genesis in the fact that Chris Cage himself had gotten to four wins and had just come within a hair, and he felt that he deserved that title match. For somebody like Chris Cage to already be back on the gauntlet, trying to run the gauntlet after having just this recently ran four matches, shows how quickly we have cycled through this list. People are winning matches left and right. It is going at a brisk pace.
Well, it does certainly sound that way. The drama keeps it coming. The story keeps it building in the Ultimate Gauntlet. All right, Paragon, I saw you discuss it. I saw you had a little conference with Unstoppabot, so I'm assuming you have another GM report.
I do have another report. I have the tag team report, and I've got to say, you know, as much as I have a great deal of respect for my own division, the Ultimate Gauntlet's report pales in comparison to the tag team report today. It's a big report, LA. We've got our final top five for the season, and that is in first place, the team of Swords and Scimitars, the Teflon Sheik and Claymore. In second place, we have Dasad and DaGiant, Denzel the Giant and Marquis Dasad. In third place, we have Dungeons and Dragons, Nox Boogie and Paragon of Greatness. In fourth, Strong Advice, Marcus Conan and Larry Wrestling. And finally, in fifth place, we have the team of Hotness, Tiggs, and Deez. Of course, by virtue of being the number one ranked team, Swords and Scimitars were able to choose their opponent for the tag team championship from the final top 10 tag teams, and they have made their choice. The tag team that will be facing Swords and Scimitars for the titles tomorrow on Superstars is the team of Strong Advice, Marcus Conan and Larry Wrestling. Congratulations to them. They have been chosen by Swords and Scimitars. The full top 10 will be found on the tag team scene and as well as the main page from the tag team button. Tag team signups for this season will be closing tonight after the show. Also, I'd like to note that the Extra Points Tournament is open for signups, but it will be closing Tuesday, March 29th. But before I sign off this tag team report, once again, a congratulations go out to Swords and Scimitars for ranking first place in the season. And, of course, also to Strong Advice for earning, in the opinion of the tag team champions, being the team that has earned this tag team title shot that will be happening tomorrow on Superstars.
Wow, so that is huge. Tomorrow, Swords and Scimitars in Sacramento on Superstars defend the tag team titles against Strong Advice, Marcus Conan, and Larry Wrestling. We'll get some comments about that match a little bit later, but thank you, Paragon. Anything else to add to either report?
Not at this moment, at least.
All right. Thank you, Paragon. Next up, she is the First Lady of Anarchy and the GM of the High Voltage and Anything Goes Division. She is the Cougar, ladies and gentlemen. Cougs, good evening. Cougs?
Sorry, I was having a moment.
Okay.
Hola, Consuelo.
You all right?
Oh, you are not El Bacon. Don't even try, darling. How are you, L.A.?
I'm great, Cougs. I'm awesome. I know you miss El Vacant tonight, and Judge is a poor substitute, but at any rate, I think we can still get a GM report out of you.
Oh, I guess. Of course you can, because I'm really excited. My scenes have already been hit pretty well, and it makes me very happy to see the activity going on in there. So I'm going to start with High Voltage, maybe. All right. Can you still hear me?
I can still hear you.
Hello. All right.
Yep, I can hear you.
Let's see. High Voltage. Next season, we have four that have made it in. Two of the four that have originally made it have given up their spots. So we have Eva, Simply the Best, and Money Sue making it in. And then Chris Cage, who had a shot, has reclaimed his spot as well. So those are the four that are already in for High Voltage Season 3. Now, Season 3 is up for signups. It will close on the 1st. If you are signing up, please, please make sure you read the rules, because this one, I am a very big stickler. Ask them for the rules. You don't trash talk properly, you don't get the proper points. You can win High Voltage losing every match. We've had people do it, as long as you talk your butt off and tell a good story. All righty. So that one was High Voltage. Anything Goes is finally back. We have some new matches, some old matches, and I have also decided to add a few matches specifically for title defense. So the champion will be able to pick any of the matches for the season, as well as an additional 3 matches will be allowed for them to choose from when they go to defend. Matches for this season are a regular cage match, a regular hardcore match, and then just a regular match. I have added a backyard brawl, which is no defense and attack moves only. We have added Pick Your Poison, which is the same 5 moves for the entire match, no defense. And then we have the Tourette's match. You have to use random words or phrases after each move set, no defense and no bots. And then for the title matches, we have added the Lumberjack match, which means you have to get a company member to give you a fan support at the beginning of each move set. We have a tables and thumbtack match. This one is no defense, no bot. You must get the health and momentum down to 0 with a GM confirmation. Once it's confirmed, you have to use your trash talk to sprinkle tacks on the table. Use a throw move to put your opponent through the table before you can pin. And then a Hell in a Cell match, which is no defense, no bot. Must get down to 0 health and momentum. GM must confirm it. Once confirmed, you must climb to the top of the cell, use a throw move to either toss your opponent through the top of the cell or from the top of the cell. That one is also for signups, and they will close on the 1st of April as well. All of those matches will be fought at 150 health, 5-day time limit.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. So are you still taking signups for Anything Goes? Is that still ongoing?
Yes. Sign-ups are on until April 1st for both divisions.
All right. So you folks have until April Fool's Day to get in on the High Voltage Invitational or the Anything Goes event. All right, Cougs, anything else to add?
Not to the reports, no, sir.
All right. Thank you, Cougs. Next up, he is our Powerball GM. He is the chairman of RAWF, he is. ladies and gentlemen, he is the Razor. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A.
All right, what you got for us, my man?
All right, earlier this week I opened up the Powerball scene for people to guess their numbers, and we had 16 individuals guess at least one number to get entered into the Powerball contendership tourney. And this, and these are the matches that follow. The number one seed, Dev, will take on the number 16 seed, Menzino. The number 8 seed, Hot Cheese, will take on the number 9 seed, Maeve O'Hare. The number 5 seed, Cassie Joe, will take on the number 12 seed, Diesel Warrior. The number 4 seed, Judgment, will take on the number 13 seed, Marcus DeSade. The number 3 seed, Cougar, will take on the number 14 seed, Big Papa. The number 6 seed, Simply the Best, will take on the number 11 seed, Katrina Havoc. The number 7 seed, Big Mama, will take on the number 10 seed, the Agent of Hate. And the number 2 seed, Killer Neptune, will take on the number 15 seed, Hotshot Chaz.
All right. Wow. Some big names in that one, ladies and gentlemen. That, of course, is the tournament to determine who will face the Powerball champion Mithras at Immortal just a few short weeks away. Excuse me. So Razor, good job. Great job. Keep us posted. And we will find out which one of those 16 people go on to face Mithras the Title Machine for the Powerball Championship at Immortal 9. Anything else to add?
That's it, sir.
All right. And I do believe that is our GM reports for the evening. Unless, Judge, you had anything you wanted to report for the Hatfield McCoy.
Now waiting, because now waiting until next week and then discuss what's going to happen with the Hatfield McCoy division at for Immortal.
Oh, you want to wait till next week?
Yeah, you got too much going on tonight. I'm gonna give it to him next week.
All right.
Let him ponder what's going to happen.
Thank you. All right, folks. So we had Unyielding last week, and we have, of course, not all the matches at Unyielding are done. As a matter of fact, we still have some huge matches underway. The world title match is still underway. The Platinum Dragon match is still underway. However, Chris Cage is still your national champion after defeating Luke Cage. So the Unsettled One still has a good shot at becoming the longest reigning national champion. I'm going to have to look, but he may have made it before Immortal. I'll have more on that next week. Midnight Hobo Championship still underway. FUBAR City as well. Triple Crown still underway, as is the Multimedia. However, Mithras did successfully defend both the Powerball and White Lightning Championships at Unyielding. So he is still both of those. Killer Neptune defeated Paragon and Uncle Frank in the Champion's Choice Championship match. Razor defeated Raven in their special challenge match. Judgment, you and Hotshot Chaz, this is a first, in a scaffold match, fought to a draw as both of you fell off the scaffold and landed at the exact same time. The match was ruled a draw. First of all, are you okay after falling off the scaffold? Judge?
Yes, my ankle's in a brace right now, but it'll be healed.
Okay, good. Right. But that match went to a draw. The Cougar defeated Aaron McFadden
I think he actually hit the canvas first I got my lawyers looking at it just to be safe. But I think he probably has a draw. I'm going to give it to him.
It was a draw. The referee, even instant replay said that you both landed together. But anyways, the Cougar defeated Aaron McFadden in their hardcore cage match. Dev defeated Nightcrawler in their unyielding brawl. Denzel the Giant defeated Revenge Gibson in a special challenge match. Teflon Sheik defeated Mystic Maniac in their challenge match. Mark Caliber defeated Ghost, but we'll talk more about that in a bit, the match between Mark Caliber and Ghost. But that's all we have from Unyielding, ladies and gentlemen. Still some big matches to report on next week. We should have hopefully the final results from Unyielding for you next week, as well as final rankings for the period to see who gets contender matches to go on to challenge for titles at Immortal. So tomorrow's Superstars is going to be a big one, ladies and gentlemen, from the Golden One Center in Sacramento, California. First of all, as we mentioned, the tag team titles will be on the line, Swords and Scimitars to defend against A Strong Advice. Estrogen title will be on the line. Tigress won the Biatch of the Month. Got to choose her opponent. She picked DW, Diesel Warrior. Men's champion Denzel the Giant will defend against the Arsehole of the Month, the Teflon Sheik. And the Superstars title will be on the line as Starlight will defend against Deez. Some big matches tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, on Superstars. Some huge title matches, four big title matches. It's going to be a fun night in Sacramento. All right. Just a reminder, folks, After Hours Championship will be defended at the top of the hour. But let's get to, let's see here. Well, let's start off by bringing back the Paragon of Greatness. Paragon.
Hello.
Hello, Paragon. So, Champions Choice Championship match. Uncle Frank stood on the ring apron while you took a pounding from Killer Neptune. Any thoughts?
So, this one's on me. So sometimes you're thinking about another match and you kind of overlook a really important factor. And part of the discourse throughout this entire Champions Choice match happened to be that we overlooked a certain fact that Killa was all too gleeful to point out, which was as he finished the offense that he was putting forth, he pondered to himself, what defense to use? I know, block move pile driver. Guess what move I have to do to open my set in this particular matchup?
Wow.
The little troll did it again, and I feel like this one's on me. I should have foreseen this coming, and I didn't. It's a little bit embarrassing. Drew Killa, but also, I mean, good on him. He pulled another rabbit out of a hat.
He did a good job. He did just what he was supposed to do, and I was very, very, very upset that you guys wasn't able to beat him. I was shocked. I thought the handicap match would actually take it.
Really? You really thought that?
I did. I thought their handicap, the 2-on-1, would be able to win.
Well, you would have thought, but it didn't happen, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Killa was a little too smart for you, Judge. I think you're going to have to really step it up for Immortal. I'm just saying.
I've got Immortal ready.
All right. Well, we will. I can't wait to hear this. Would you care to enlighten us?
You want me to tell you what's going to happen in Immortal? You want me to tell you the official first match of Immortal right now?
Hey, why not? Let's get the scoop while you're here. I'm sure Paragon wants to know.
The official first match will be, and you know, I said to myself, Seth, because I call myself Seth, I said, Seth, I've been looking at this all wrong. I've been putting amateurs up against this guy, so I need to put a champion up against this guy. So, since I'm the one making the matches, I get to call the matches, and I get to call what the person does. So, therefore, for Immortal, Mr. Killer Neptune, you would be facing, you would be in a judgment reverse rules match.
Wait, what?
Meaning a judgment reverse rules the match. The rules would be reversed. See, Killer, you will get to taste what it's like to not be able to use defense or a bag of tricks this time. And you, sir, will only be allowed to use backhand chop, elbow drop, and foot stomp. Those would be the only three moves that you get to use in this historical match. And the opponent that you would be facing would be myself.
Wait a minute.
Yes, something problem? And I get to use any defense or anything that I want to use because it's a judgment reverse rules match.
I mean, there's obvious problems with this, but unfortunately, I can say nothing to overrule it because Killa did give you the power to make those Champions Choice Championship matches for him and choose his opponents. Paragon, your thoughts on what Judgment just said?
So a few months back when Killa signed this contract with Judgment to be his business manager, I suppose is the term that I would use, I gave him a very stern warning that Judgment always finds a way to come out on top in these situations. You can never trust Judgment for too long, and honestly, at this point, after what, is this going to be the second year anniversary of Killer Neptune winning that Champions Choice Championship, I've got to say, I may be pissed off about it later because, you know, betrayal and all that, but at the moment, it's goddamn hilarious. I mean, it looks like Killer's going to get what he deserves, and I think that everybody's going to get a bucket of popcorn, pull up to watch Killer Neptune get the comeuppance that he deserves after 2 years of trolling the RAWF roster.
Well, I guess we'll find out. I mean, and, you know, it does sound like Killer's reign may come to an end just 2 years, but like you said, 2 years since it started. He won the title at Immortal 7. He very well is going to lose it at Immortal 9 at the hands of Mr. RAWF, the Puppet Master. Definitely. I had a feeling that this whole thing with him letting Judge choose him was going to come to bite him in the ass eventually, and it might come down to Immortal. All right. Paragon, I'm going to, either one of you want to spin the wheel and see who you face tomorrow so we can talk about that?
Go ahead, Paragon.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's see what Randy has. Wow, Randy. Really? Randy says, tomorrow on Superstars Paragon, you get a chance for revenge as you face your brother Killer Neptune.
Oh, well, that's really interesting. You know, I've got a bit of advice, actually. Usually I'll talk about how much I respect the opponent. Obviously, that's right out the window. I mean, Killa is the slimiest little troll in RAWF. I love the guy, but, like, come on. I've got some advice for Killa instead. I strongly suggest that if you happen to do a set and you get to the end, why don't you consider block move pile driver? I think that might help you out in this.
That is going to be a huge match tomorrow on Superstars Judgment. Let's find out who you face tomorrow on Superstars.
Okay. Spin it. Give me something good. No whammy.
Did you say somebody good? I think Randy
yes,
may
no
have
whammy,
heard
no
you
whammy.
In the last second. because tomorrow on the Superstars Live from Sacramento, California, it will be Mr. REWF Judgment, the Puppet Master.
Yes.
Against the Immortal Griffith.
Excuse me, what? I said no whammies. And that's just to make
Randy good. Randy said whammy.
Oh, man, whammy. Whammy, 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 whammy. What's his name, Randy?
So that is your opponent
so
tomorrow, Judge.
I'm facing the George. I'm facing the George Michaels of REWF. Okay, that's fine.
George. Okay, if you say so, Judge. It won't be the first time me and him. That's true. It's
around.
Not the first time you two have gone toe to toe in REWF. But that is your opponent tomorrow in Sacramento. Good luck to you, sir.
Jesus, really, Randy? Of all people, damn.
All right. So, with that
now,
being said, what's that?
Back to my co-hosting gig. Yes. Paragon, congratulations, and we look forward to seeing you again next week. Now, move on.
Of course, we don't know the result of Paragon's big match at Unyielding for the Midnight Elbow Championship, so we can't really comment on that. However,
can't comment on that one. Nope. However,
I mentioned earlier that Mark Caliber faced Ghost, who did not appear at the ring at Unyielding. Mark Caliber winning by forfeit countout.
To be honest, Amadeus, hold up. Before you go any further, how do we know he didn't appear? He was a ghost. He could have been standing there in the ring the whole time.
He could have been, but let's hear from Mark Caliber on what happened last week at Unyielding.
Okay. Get this here.
Oh, well, boy. Don't I feel disappointed? At Unyielding, I was booked to take on Ghost. It does seem he remained true to his name because, well, either I can't see him physically or he just didn't bother showing up. Now, I will say, I'm not disappointed at management. I'm not disappointed at the bookers or anything like that. I'm more disappointed in him. Because, admittedly, I was really that close to losing it again. Very, very close to, you know, doing what I did to myself a few weeks ago, which I still kind of find a little bit funny. But I did try to keep it all in. I know at times it's not really healthy because I would much rather let it all out, as I've told time and time again. And ever since I've let it out, it makes me feel so much better. You may say that this is maybe another merged persona, I guess you can call it, but this one does kind of seem a little much better, actually. Not little, very, very much. Now, I did mention before, I have been hearing a little voice in my head, something I haven't heard in a very long time. To be honest, it did kind of fade away on Sunday, unfortunately. So sadly, I cannot give you any more details from there. But hopefully, if it does come back, I'll probably have some more information. No, it is not another identity. You don't need to worry about that. But if there is one thing you do need to worry about, whoever is my next opponent, you better show up. You better come down to this ring, and you better give me a match. Because, like I said, last Sunday, I got nothing. Literally, I got nothing. The money that they gave me was for nothing. Anyway, I just gotta tell you, just show up, because I just might lose it again. I just might put myself through another table. I just might get a razor blade, cut my forehead. I just might do a dive into the crowd. Anyway, yeah, please, I am begging any of you to show up. Man or woman, I don't care. I could care less if you were a giant or a midget. Just show up. You really do need to show up, actually, because if you don't, things might get ugly for me, if you know what I'm saying. I've got the scars to prove it.
Well now, Judge, you're taking what you just heard.
I think he still needs to get in Viagra. I don't know. I mean, he's happy nobody showed up. He wants somebody to show up, but, you know, they don't show up. They don't show up. I mean, he just...
Well, let's find out who he faces tomorrow on Superstars, that this person must better show up. Let's find out who it is.
Just spin it.
Yeah, he's got somebody that's definitely going to show up tomorrow. Wow, Randy's on a roll. Tomorrow he will show up. Mark Caliber taking on Mithras the Title Machine. Yeah, I think Mithras is going to show up for that, Mark. I have a feeling that the Title Machine is going to... Yeah, that is Mark Caliber's. Yeah, Randy's in a mood. Is exactly right. Good Lord.
He's in a mood. Yeah, he is. He's going to show up. That's going to be a show-up match for you, Mark.
All right. I am still waiting for the championship committee to let me know who the challenger for Joe Boo's After Hours Championship is. And hopefully by the time this break is over... we will find out. We're going to take a quick song break.
Speaking of songs, uh-huh. What was up with the new entrance song?
That's by Imagine Dragons, Judge. That's the group that's going to be playing at Immortal. I'm sorry. I take that back. That song is not by Imagine Dragons, but the theme song for Immortal.
That's the other one. That's the one for Immortal. Okay, the entrance song was for Immortal. Okay, that's the entrance song for Immortal. Okay, entrance.
All right.
Because I was like, this one I didn't ever heard before. Kind of took me for a loop.
Here's a song I know you've heard before, Judge. We're going to play that when we return. Yes. We will have the After Hours Championship match between Joe Boo and whoever the championship committee chooses. We'll be right back. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. It is the, I did say After Hours Championship, didn't I? Yes.
Yes.
Just a young girl with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder,
thunder, thunder, thunder,
thunder, thunder, thunder,
thunder, feel the thunder, lightning and the thunder, thunder, feel the thunder, lightning and the thunder.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, this is RAWF After Hours, and the After Hours title is about to be defended. Joe Boo will be taking on Wildfire. Wildfire to get the shot at Joe Boo's After Hours championship. I'm going to send it down to ringside to Doc Dillinger as he prepares to ring the bell. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Boo, the reigning After Hours champion, defending against the fiery redhead Wildfire. This one should be a hell of a contest. The bell has rung and the match is underway. Let's take a look now. Joe Boo, of course, member of Necessary Evil. He claims Necessary Evil to negotiated to rebrand the Saturday Night Championship to the After Hours Championship. And apparently Lord Amadeus was in agreeance with that. And now that title is underway. It match is underway. Joe Boo versus Wildfire. The champion now starts out with a hip toss, a brutal elbow strike to the back of Wildfire's head. He tries to shake her off chops and go for a cutter, but to no avail. Wildfire ducks under that. The title machine Mithras now out there cheering on Wildfire, who's looking to win her first RAWF gold in a little bit of a while. After Hours Championship on the line. We wait for Wildfire now. She is very tricky. She is very, very one of the best female athletes we have here in RAWF. Foot stomp and a back rake now to the champion. Hits him with a figure, puts him in a figure four lock, holds it for a few seconds, then picks him up, STF. Then he hangs him upside down in a tree of woe. And then puts a dragon sleeper on him, little bit of weakness. She's trying to wear him down slowly with a series of holds and submission moves here. Joe Boo gets up very groggy, tries to ram her Wildfire's head into the turnbuckle, but to no avail. Wildfire blocks that and knocks him down with a running shoulder block. Picks him up, drapes him across the ropes for a rope ride. Then a flying knee sends him outside the ring. She goes outside the ring, throws him back into the ring. Slingshot, elbow strike, and a super kick to nail it all off. This is Wildfire's match right now, ladies and gentlemen. The challenger is literally on fire. Joe Boo now trying to get back into this, trying to get him. He's got Starlight at ringside now cheering him on. Fellow member of Necessary Evil. Will she be able to distract Wildfire or help him in this match? Right now, Joe Booth goes for a chop block, trying to get behind Wildfire, but no, misses completely. Wildfire was ready for it, and now the redhead is on fire. She is coming back. Let's see what happens here. Not looking good for the champion tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Early on, the challenger is definitely been dominating in this match thus far. Wildfire takes the bow before going back to work on the champion. Let's see what happens here. Slams him into the turnbuckle. Hits him with another shoulder block. Another rope ride. Another flying knee. She is just taking it to him. However, goes for a slingshot. Elbow. Did not get solid footing on the top rope. And goes crashing to ringside. This is the champion's chance right here. Can he get back into this now? Starlight, the former After Hours champion, has been out trying to urge Jobu on. Of course, Jobu winning that title from Starlight last month. Challenger, the champion, looking to rebound here. Can he get himself back into this? And Jobu, of course, the disciple of the good man Claymore, as he claims. He goes for another chop block. Sends her into the turnbuckle. Hits her with a stunner. Hits Wildfire with a spine buster and a German suplex. And puts her in a bear hug. Gets her squeezing the life out of Wildfire. Drops her to the mat now. And now he prepares for her next onslaught. But he's still looking a bit dazed from the earlier attacks by Wildfire. Wildfire now, side headlock, European uppercut, stunner, German suplex, spinebuster. Wow, she is just taking it to the champion now. Apparently, crash face first into the turnbuckle, hits him with a superplex. Good Lord, that was the power of Wildfire evident now. She just like turned on the jets after taking all that punishment early. Jobu, and she takes another bow. The champion is absolutely reeling at this point. Elbow, hip toss now by the champion. Brutal elbow strike, a cutter. Grabs her by the hair and flings her over. Ref, do something about it. Don't let him do that. But it doesn't seem to matter. He goes for a flying head scissors, but Wildfire shakes him off. This could be the end of the match as Jobu lays prone on the mat, holding his head between his hands. Cougar now cheering on Wildfire. Hip toss by the challenger. Collar and elbow tie up. Hits him with a massive cutter now. He's staggered. She rears back. Hits him with the flying head scissors. The flying head scissors goes for the cover. One, two, three, ladies and gentlemen, we have a new RAWF After Hours champion. It is Wildfire, ladies and gentlemen. Wildfire has defeated Jobu to become the new RAWF After Hours champion. If you heard her comments earlier today in RAWF, this is going to be the start of something for Wildfire here in RAWF. Lord Amadeus, I send it back to you up in the studio. All right, wow. Wildfire with a fairly dominant performance in that match against Jobu, winning the RAWF After Hours Championship. Congratulations, Wildfire. And you will not have to defend that title until, let's see, it will be April 30th, so you get to hold on to that till April 30th. That is your next first scheduled title defense of the After Hours Championship. All right, so congratulations, Wildy, certainly. I do believe Judgment has stepped away to take a phone call. I don't believe he's still around, or he's around. He will return to us here in just a little bit. But next up, ladies and gentlemen, He will be one of the two men challenging for the tag team titles tomorrow in Sacramento as a member of Strong Advice along with his tag team partner and mentor, Larry Wrestling. Please welcome.
A little bit of disregard, handful of complaints, but I can't help the fact that everyone can see these scars. I am what I want you to want, what I want you to feel, but it's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you to just believe this is real. So I let go, watching you turn your back like you always do, face away and pretend that I'm not, but I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
I can't stand the way I did before, don't turn your back on me, I won't be ignored.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Irish icon, Marcus Conan, joining us. Good evening, Marcus.
Good evening, good evening, good evening.
So, when the news came down just a little while ago that you and Larry were chosen by Swords and Scimitars to challenge for the tag team titles, what went through your mind?
What went through my mind? Inevitable, really. Quite frankly, as soon as they said that they were like it's not going to be top in the leaderboards and wanted some challenges, well, they immediately crossed off Hotness, which, you know, fair, I would too if I were champ and had the choice to pick my opponents. And after that, it just came down to who wanted it more. And, well, they could clearly see that yours truly, alongside Larry Wrestling, we just wanted it more. A bunch of people who were in the running for it just didn't bother showing up. The only others that did were D&D, who, well, Swords and Scimitars said they weren't going to get a shot in their way in a million years, and Discern the Giant, who I believe they'd already beaten certainly a numerous amount of times. But you see, the thing is this: Strong Advice have yet to face Swords and Scimitars. Swords and Scimitars have yet to face Strong Advice. That thing goes both ways. But that's what makes it more intriguing, isn't it? The fact that these two teams have never faced off before. Now, you know, I have faced off against well, individual members of Swords and Scimitars a multitude of times, individual members of the Necessary Evil a multitude of times. It's almost as if I can't get away from them, no matter how hard I do or do not try. We keep clashing, don't we? We keep clashing, TNA, don't we? So it's going to be very exciting tomorrow, when myself and my good friend and mentor, Larry Wrestling, go up against the good man and the incredibly, incredibly awful man for a chance to claim those RAWF tag team titles for ourselves. Which is exactly what we will do. I know I've made this claim in the past against various members of TNA, current or ex, that I will be going home with championship gold. But this time I have an insurance policy in the name of the incredibly talented and oft overlooked Larry Wrestling. You know, say what you want about the man. He is, I will admit, incredibly abrasive. But I think that plays into our hands that there is someone who is about as annoying as TNE, but the difference is that he's on my team. And I think that having that sort of mental edge against the current champions is what's going to stir us on to victory. Bear in mind, Larry is a former USL winner, I do believe. Whether or not he contributed massively to that, I don't know. Don't really care. All he needs to do is contribute to this, our title match, which I do very well believe that he is going to do in spades.
So, Marcus, obviously this is could be a monumental victory, and you're kind of proving some of the naysayers wrong, because there were a lot of people, when you started listening to Larry Wrestling and including teaming up with him, thought this was a disaster waiting to happen. So far, you and Larry have proved them wrong, and thus you're on the cusp of winning tag team gold, which in RAWF is not easy, to say the least. It's actually probably one of the hardest, if not the hardest, championship to get in RAWF, just because the competition is so intense and the division is so competitive. Kudos to Unstoppable for making it that way. But, you know, you're getting an opportunity to win possibly the hardest to win in RAWF. If that happens, if you're to beat Swords and Scimitars tomorrow, you think that the naysayers will stop after that?
No, I'll be honest. No. There's always going to be people that are going to shed doubt on the capabilities of both myself and Larry Wrestling. That's an inevitability of the business, as far as I'm concerned. It's not, nor has it ever been, about proving people wrong. It's been about proving ourselves right. We are two of the premier wrestlers in RAWF, and we don't need to necessarily prove that to anyone but ourselves. It's not our job to make people believe in us. You know, their belief isn't going to get us championship gold, right? It's only what we do for ourselves that matters. And what we're going to do for ourselves is beat Claymore and the Teflon Sheik to within an inch of their lives and then walk home as champions. That's what's going to happen. That's all we need to do. We don't need to prove to anybody else anything, really. There's always going to be naysayers. And to those naysayers, I say, keep on naysaying. It's not going to bother me. It's not going to bother Larry. That's just what happens in this business. And we're more than accustomed to that.
All right. Well, good luck to you and Larry tomorrow. The team of Strong Advice taking on Swords and Scimitars for the tag team gold. But as top of that, Marcus, you also have to have a singles rankings match tomorrow on the Superstars. And I know you probably don't – the way Randy's been acting tonight, I'm not sure that you want to hear this wheel spin, but I got to do it.
Yeah. Before that, sorry, if I may, because there's someone I need to address, victory or not in this, there is someone that I need to address, particularly for – because at present, I'm outside of the rankings. I don't know if that's going to stay that way. But whether or not I get into the rankings, I do want a match as Immortal. And someone has been wandering around my matches. I don't know if you've noticed this, LA, but a certain mischievous haiku-wielding individual has been wandering around my matches recently. I've only one thing to say to you, and that is this. E.V.A, I want you as Immortal. Don't keep me waiting. Speaking a language that you understand.
Okay. Well, then, we will see if the the mysterious Eva accepts your challenge for Immortal. That would be a heck of a match, I have to say, if that indeed is what happens. She's giggling at you and raises her hands.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's doing.
I'm not sure
if that's a yes.
We'll see. We'll see if she continues giggling after Immortal, shall we? Now, I believe you said you had a rankings match for me.
Yeah, let's find out who the heck you face tomorrow. And Randy, as we said, has been a little mischievous tonight himself, so... Oh, well, this was good. You face an RAWF Hall of Famer tomorrow in Redneck Avenger. That's a good matchup for you, I think. Have you been face-to-face with the red-necked one before in your RAWF career?
I believe I have, yes. I think I have faced off against Redneck Avenger in a rankings match beforehand, whether or not that's been... I don't think that's ever been fully announced on the show before. But we certainly have clashed, whether that be in a rankings match or in a tournament or whatever. You know, I've been around some time now. I've faced a great many different people in RAWF, and Redneck Avenger is one of them. So I'm excited to beat Redneck Avenger tomorrow. That will be some good momentum on our way to then beating Swords and Scimitars later on in the night. I think it'll be good.
But it's going to be a huge match for the tag team titles tomorrow. But this just in, as you can probably see for yourself, Eva has accepted your challenge for Immortal. So I am signing. I have got it signed. It's on the docket. It will be Marcus Conan versus Eva at the biggest pay-per-view of the year, Immortal 9, in just a few short weeks.
Lovely
April 24th.
Lovely stuff. Do you remember what happened the last Immortal when I wrestled? Do you remember who that was against?
I can remind myself real quick if you give me a second. Just...
Go ahead. I like hearing you search.
You like hearing me search, huh? Let's see. Is this it? No, that's flat. Here it is. All right. You took on Denzel the Giant.
You're right.
Correct?
To know the outcome of that match.
You won. You defeated Denzel the Giant last year at Immortal.
You're right. He's the current men's champion, is he not?
He is.
I can beat the men's champion. I can beat you in your mind games, Eva. Simple as that.
All right. Well, Marcus, good luck to you tomorrow. You and Larry Wrestling challenge for the tag team titles. That is a huge match, to say the least. And I wish you the best of luck, because it's not going to be easy for you, I don't think.
I don't think so either. But then that's part of the fun, isn't it? Who wants an easy match, you know, except for Kiggs, apparently. Otherwise, why would you DW?
All right. Thank you, Marcus, for your time, and good luck tomorrow on Superstars. It's a couple of big matches for
you.
All right. I'm going to bring on the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, real quick. Cougs, good evening again.
Yes.
So what's on your mind? You said you hinted that you had more to talk about earlier. It just didn't have anything to do with the GM. So what's on your mind tonight?
Disappointment.
Oh.
Yeah. I understand choosing your own opponent, but even I didn't go to somebody that barely won their very first match. I mean, I chose somebody that didn't make it that far into the tournament, and they whooped my butt. So maybe that's, I just feel that that's kind of bringing down our women's division by not taking somebody that's actually been up there and gave you a challenge.
Well, I'm not going to say I disagree with you. I'm not going to say I agree with you on this. The whole part of the matter, though, is Tigress, by winning the Biatch of the Month, the official Biatch of the Month, got to choose her opponent. She as well was in her right to choose DW, but everyone is entitled their opinions, including you and Starlight. And Starlight definitely made her opinion known, and I commend her on that. But, you know, it is what it is. Tigress does get to, as the Biatch of the Month, gets to defend on against whoever she wants, and she can choose them however that she wants. I know that you have been more, you would have chosen differently had it been you, and so would a lot of people, but this is what Tiggs wanted, and that is all I got to say about that.
I'm just, like you said, I have my opinion, and I'm voicing it so that she
Absolutely.
Is aware and DW is aware that, you know what, you're making the women's division look weak by doing this kind of stuff.
All right, and that's fair. But anything else, Coots? Was there
cage.
Anything else? What, back into your cage? You don't even want to...
Yeah, you know,
You don't want to... What?
Oh, no, the cage that I played with Aaron in.
Oh, back to your high voltage. Well, wouldn't you like to find out who you face tomorrow on Superstars before you go?
I guess so.
All right. It will be you taking on Uncle Frank tomorrow on Superstars, Kooks.
Oh, good gravy. I've moved that mountain before.
Well, you're going to have to do it again tomorrow in Sacramento, here in Sacramento. So, good luck to you tomorrow.
He has his face back, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. All right, I might All be able right. to handle it then.
All right. Thank you, Cougs. And Razor... I'll bring back Razor here for a second. Razor?
Yes.
Congratulations. A good victory over Raven at Unyielding. You're on a coming off a high now. Would you like to find out who you're facing at tomorrow on Superstars?
Sure. Let's give that wheel a spin.
All right. You take on Dr. Kent.
Okay.
That is your opponent.
We'll see what he has to offer.
You have an appointment with the doctor tomorrow in Sacramento, Razor. Anything else you want to quickly say?
No, I've got nothing.
All right. Thank you, Razor. Judge, are you back? Judge.
Oh,
I heard him in the back.
Sorry about that. The headset was fixed off. There you go.
Welcome back, sir. Yeah, that was a long ass phone call.
I was signing autographs. Well, I had to
sign an autograph
and take a picture. And I had a phone call, so yeah.
You could have done that after the show, just saying, but all right.
Well, that was good for kids.
Well, you missed our interview with Marcus Conan and with Razor and Cougs, but you get to hear now our reigning Midnight Hobo champion, the lovely.
Oh, yeah.
To be away.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Maeve O'Hare is here. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, Mothman. Good evening, Judgy.
Oh, como esta, Messia.
She's not going to sit on your lap either, Judge.
Oh, she was in my knee. Okay, well, sorry. It's a good knee.
I'll pass, thanks.
It's a fun knee.
I don't know where that knee's been, and I don't want to know where that knee's been.
Well, okay.
How are you keeping, boss man?
I'm doing good. Now, obviously, we can't comment on what's been on your match against Paragon for the Midnight Hobo Championship, because that match is not over at this point. But one thing we can do, would you like to spin the wheel, or are you worried about Randy tonight after the first few spins we've had?
I mean, I know it can't be English, and I know it can't be the threshing machine, so how bad could it possibly be?
Well, let's find out. Buckshot will be your opponent tomorrow on Superstars, Maeve. Buckshot, who's actually been doing having a little decent run as of late, so a good match for you tomorrow. Your thoughts on facing Buckshot in Sacramento?
I really got no opinion on it. I haven't faced him in a while, so I don't really have one thought or another. I reckon we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. I like that. With that being said, Maeve, you were another one of those people that made your opinion known on the Hall of Fame earlier this week. Let me find that. There it is. And man, you're quite vocal, yes.
It's part of my charm.
It's part of your charm. You mentioned quite a few names that a lot of other people mentioned. Let's specifically the unsettled Chris Cage. He was mentioned a lot by a lot of people. There's no doubt he's had a huge impact in RAWF, but is there something special about him that says Hall of Fame?
I mean, he's had a stranglehold on that national title for a while, which is always helpful, but obviously is also not the only consideration. But what makes Chris Cage stand out to me is the dedication he has to what it is he's doing. Very few folks are as committed to their gimmick as Chris Cage is, and that sort of professionalism makes working with someone like that a lot of fun and very rewarding, because you know that they're going to commit to whatever plans you have, and he's also very willing to listen to the other person's side of what they want to get accomplished as well, from what I've heard. I can't say that I've heard anyone complain about working with him, which is a rare thing indeed in this day and age. And so those are the main considerations that I had in mind when I suggested Chris Cage for consideration there.
One other person you suggested, and since he's not here tonight, we can talk about him without him getting all, well, you know, big-headed about it, is Els Vacant, who, as you mentioned, has been my co-host for quite a while here on After Hours. But, I mean, do you think what he's done on air, I mean, technically, he really hasn't done that much in the ring, and some people would blame me for that. But at the same time, you think you really believe he he deserves Hall of Fame just by being a co-host and showing up every week sometimes?
Well, he's certainly not making it look really good for himself by not being here tonight. But everyone knows I've got a soft spot for Vacant, especially his knee. But I just really feel like his contributions to the atmosphere of After Hours, the way he's usually here to call the Saturday night title match, the way that he goes out, you know, he goes out of his way to show people up to their best advantage in conversations. He's always willing to play the bit. The way that he comes up with new ideas for his taco truck to support and celebrate people here in RAWF. I think RAWF is a better place because Vacant works here. And I feel like that is a major consideration when we're talking Hall of Fame. Has this person made RAWF a better, more entertaining, more enjoyable place to be? And I think that Vacant fulfills all those criteria, whether or not he's done a lot in the ring. And I mean, he's held every belt that's ever been in this company. How many people can say that?
I mean, I suppose it's a strong argument, even though we know technically he really hasn't held those belts. But, all right, fair enough. I certainly think he's definitely one of the reasons people come and listen to this show every week. I think if it was just me, might not be as popular. So I have to give him his kudos, and maybe, just maybe, he does deserve it. We'll see. We'll see what the Hall of Fame community thinks.
Boss man, I don't want you to think that I'm saying that After Hours would not be enjoyable without Vacant. Because that's not what I said, and that's not what I meant.
You are
the heart and soul After Hours. And since no one else has said it this week, I will go ahead and take this opportunity to thank you for all that you do and all that you put up with from this rogues gallery that you've put together. Because REWF would not be one-tenth of what it is without you.
What's that, Maeve? You faded up.
I said REWF wouldn't be one-tenth of what it is without you. So we all owe you a great debt. And if you weren't already in the Hall of Fame, you'd be the top of my nomination list.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Maeve. I appreciate that. And again, we can't talk about your big Midnight Hobo title match. We'll have to talk about that next week, find out if indeed you are still Midnight Hobo champion when we return next week right here on After Hours. So, Maeve, continued good luck against Paragon. And is there anything else
Thanks,
you wanted
I need
to
cover? I mean, I'd like to put in an early vote for match of the pay-per-view candidate for Immortal, because I'm looking forward to seeing Marcus versus Eva.
Yeah, that one is going to be a really good match, no doubt about it. Looking forward to it. Immortal 9, of course, ladies and gentlemen, comes to you live from Alliance Stadium in one of my favorite cities.
I thought
cities
they were Immortal 8.
Immortal 9. 8 was last year.
I have a very reliable source who claims it's Immortal 8.
Then they're wrong, because if anybody would know, it'd be me.
I'll make sure I pass along that you said he were wrong.
Okay, no problem. Immortal 9, ladies and gentlemen, in April 24th, live from Las Vegas. Looking forward to seeing who the Hall of Fame committee puts into this year's RAWF Hall of Fame. All right, Judge.
I suspect that there's an overlap there. I can't confirm
but
I suspect
just,
overlap.
It could be, quite possibly. But thank you, Maeve, and stick around. We'll get your hopefully see if you promo anything later. But Judge?
Yes.
Judge?
Yes.
Our next guest, you've been very high on for quite a while. You talk every time we talk about him, you say he's on the great things here in RAWF. And while tonight he did lose a championship, he's a guy you're pretty high on. Let's bring on
we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Boo is here. Good evening, Joe Boo.
Hello. Now, I want to get this started on a kind of a sour note. I hate giving Maeve and her, quote, sources any credit, but I'm kind of going over your pay-per-view history here, and she might have a claim here.
Oh.
This might. I'm just going by the official RAWF spreadsheet. This might be 8. Because the first one was in 20, according to your spreadsheet here, I got to scroll back up. The first one was in, First Immortal was 4/13/2014 in Seattle. That would make this 8 years later, correct?
True. You're forgetting.
She may have a claim.
So let's go. Let's do this. Immortal 1, 2014. Immortal 2, 2015. Immortal 3, 2016. Immortal 4, 2017. Immortal, let's see, 5 is 2018. 6 is 2019. 7 is 2020. 8 is 2021. 2022, Immortal 9.
So it would be the 8th anniversary of the original one. That's what she's saying.
Exactly. You have to add one when you do stuff like that.
So it's the 8th anniversary. That's what she's saying.
It's the 8th anniversary of Immortal, but it is Immortal 9. Just like WrestleMania, if I remember correct, WrestleMania 30 was actually the 29th anniversary, it was the 31st anniversary of WrestleMania.
Oh, that's
you have to add. Complicated.
So, now that we got that out of the way.
Anyway, back to more important things.
Mm-hmm.
The quality of the show is much better tonight with your choice of co-host. I have it on good authority that an anonymous tip was made to the health department about somebody's taco truck, and they have since fled and are now dodging the authorities. That's why they're not able to be present.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time, but anyway.
Right. So, but I definitely approve of your choice of co-host tonight.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So,
he's a true champion. This is why he's going to be. This is why he is going to be the world champion soon.
Well, Necessary Evil does what's best for RAWF. We know what's best for it. And if that happens to be me as the face of it someday, so be it. If it's Brother Claymore the face of it, so be it. As long as everyone knows that Necessary Evil is the front of RAWF, that's what's important.
So, speaking of Claymore, because I'm glad you brought that up, are you guys tried to recruit Hobo into Necessary Evil? Is that what's going on here?
We are trying to make him see. Well, not so much we, as I was just fortunate enough to have a match with Ezekiel to help show him how much I cared about him personally. But Brother Claymore is just trying to make him see how much better he can be than eating out of dumpsters, listening to job site parasites, and just he can be so much better than he is if he would just listen to Brother Claymore and accept his help, not go out to a ring and listen to all of the weak RAWF fans mock him and just ridicule him. It's a joke.
I mean, it is what it is. He's been one of the most controversial figures in RAWF over the last few years, but he is also an RAWF Hall of Famer. So with that being said, there could be worse people you could align with. But we can't really discuss the Triple Crown Championship match from Unyielding. That is not over yet. And...
I can easily say that it is the toughest challenge that Griffiths has ever had in RAWF so far.
Okay, well, we will find out if indeed he can walk out as Triple Crown champion. Next week we should have that announcement. But earlier this night you did lose the After Hours Championship. But, I mean, that being said,
Wildfire
though...
Is, Wildfire is a great wrestler. I have had many interactions with her inside and outside of RAWF, and I hope she does a lot to improve the reputation that redheads have in RAWF, and I wish her all the best as champion.
Oh, there you go. That's very nice of you, Jobu. I applaud you on that comment. Would you like to see who you face tomorrow on Superstars?
Let's see how Randy's going to screw me tonight, like he's done everyone else.
Let's see. Randy was nice the last couple times, and let's see if he's how he's feeling in that. No, Randy decided he wanted to give you a challenge, apparently, Jobu. This is ironic, to say the least, as tomorrow on Superstars, you take on Hobo Ezekiel. Randy's got some sort of plan tonight, plan for tomorrow's Superstars. He wants to see some of these matchups, because that one is that is extremely interesting. Considering
Ezekiel knows I won't be coming alone.
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't. That's going to be more than interesting tomorrow. Hobo Ezekiel taking on Jobu one-on-one in a rankings match. So anything else you'd like to discuss, Jobu, before we move on?
Two things, only because I'm going to be a little pressed for time and can't get back for the promotion part of the show. One is, I know I'm, putting my two cents in because that's what I do. If anyone has a reason to disagree that Chris Cage is a Hall of Famer, it's me, and there's no reason he shouldn't be in. He is the face of the national champion and one of the best champions in RAWF, and there's zero reason he shouldn't be in right now.
Okay, and that's
now,
fair.
Now, if you just stop dodging me for that national title, well, that's a different story for Immortal.
All right. Anything else?
And the other one, please visit my Jobu Rates RAWF Talent Scene, sponsored by Chic Shack, home of the Hummus Shake. And right now, I'm rating all of the talent in RAWF on a scale of 1 to 5 Chic Shakes. Please come. Tell me who you want me to rate next. I will link the scene in the chat, thusly.
All right.
There we go. And other than that, I got nothing else for you.
All right.
Other than I'm happy to be a part of the most watched After Hours Championship match of all time. And, where necessary evil goes, the eyes follow.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jobu, and good luck tomorrow against Hobo.
Thank you very much.
All right. So, Judge.
Yes.
Judge.
Yes.
You went and signed autographs. You took a phone call. You've given me a headache. You really think you've been a good co-host tonight?
What's that? I got the approval of Jobu.
So you think you're better than El Vacant? Is that what you think?
I didn't say I was better than El Vacant. I mean, come on, El Vacant's El Vacant. I mean, come on, who can out top the Mexican Pepino Padrava? I mean, he's got some great tacos. He does this and that, and he does what he does. But El Vacant's El Vacant. I mean, come on.
Well, let's just say, I think we finally found him. El Vacant, thank God you're here.
I mean, sure, we can do
what's
that.
Up, Vega?
Thank you, God. There you go. We did it.
What's why happening, you know, Nacho Taco Grande Bale?
Oh, hey, what? Why are you in my seat?
He had me come fill in for you because you were stuck somewhere in deportation or something.
No, I had to go have a conversation with some help people because, you know, apparently someone paid someone to come visit my trucks. And, you know, meanwhile, they couldn't actually find anything, but they decided to take all night inspecting every little thing. I mean, literally, they opened up one bag and counted the grains of rice like it was. I think I need to have a conversation with a certain Mr. Shake Shack guy.
Oh, I don't know if they've done anything. I don't think they would do anything like that on the street, but who knows?
No. Well, they're always on the up and up. Always. Come totally.
Well, El Vacan, I'm glad you could make it at any rate. Judge, get out of his seat.
Excuse me.
Please.
So what I missed.
Okay.
Please. Thank you, sir. And maybe if you're lucky, Coogs and Maeve will still sit on your knee here toward the end of the show.
I have a pretty big lap. I mean, I could get both of them at once. That'd be great.
All right. Well, we've got a lot. You missed a bunch. I can't really. I'll catch you up on all of it in the after the show. But it's time to bring
you don't
on.
Want
to
start over?
No.
I mean, we could just totally start over.
I mean, I already tried to get Judge to read the rankings. You can imagine how that went.
Oh God, that had to be horrible.
So I really don't want to revisit that right now. Tomorrow in Sacramento, there are some interesting matches. Four different titles on the line. Superstars Championship. Starlight will defend against Deez. Denzel will defend the Men's Championship against the Teflon Sheik. Tigers will defend the Estrogen title against DW. And the tag team titles will be on the line as Swords and the Scimitars will defend against Strong Advice, the team of Marcus Conan and Larry Wrestling. So if you want to weigh in on any of those matches, go right ahead.
All right. So wait, they're going against who?
Marcus Conan and Larry Wrestling.
That is a really interesting – have they been a team long?
No. As a matter of fact, I don't believe – I believe this was their first – no, two periods. They've teamed up for two periods, and in their second period –
I don't know. That's a really strange pair. I mean, I know they've been talking to each other a lot, and, you know, apparently they're all buddy-buddy. It's just – they're style-wise. It's just – that's a weird combination. But I guess I kind of dig it. That being said, I don't think they're going to win.
I mean, I tend to agree.
I would like them to win. And if they do win, I will throw a little party for them. But I don't think it's going to happen.
All right. Well, we didn't have a lot of unyielding results. We had some matches end, but, you know, it was limited. All the big matches still to go. So we can go over all that next week for you. We had the After Hours Championship match just a little while ago. Wildfire defeated Joe Boo to become the new After Hours Champion. Congratulations again to Wildfire. And, Judge gave me a headache.
I mean, like he does.
And, you know.
It's sort of
Paragon,
a job, really.
Paragon, after getting kind of embarrassed by his brother, at Unyielding, the Champions Choice Championship match, gets a rematch one-on-one without any stips tomorrow on Superstars.
Oh, that's going to be fun. I mean, not for him, but for us.
Yeah, Randy was a bit weird tonight. He really made some interesting matchups. But now we got a few minutes. We still got some time left. And I see that the immortal one has arrived. So let's hear from this man.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you. Immortal.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is your reigning Ultimate Gauntlet and Supreme Fighter champion. Currently, he is still Triple Crown champion. He is the Immortal Griffith. Good evening, Griffith.
Good evening. I got, you know, look, I wasn't going to come on, and then, you know, I heard, correct me if I'm right, did I hear correctly, did I actually hear that sniveling bootlicker come out here and say that my match with him was the most challenging match I've ever had in the REWF? Did he actually say that drivel?
He did. He did, indeed.
That is so laughable as to be contemptuous. That is, let me be clear about about that match. I have barely paid that match any attention because I have bigger fish to fry. No pun intended, Killa. Just sorry. But like, I have a world title match. I am barely paying attention in that match, and I'm winning it. For him to come out here and say that he thinks that he is challenging me in any way, shape, or form just goes to show that whatever little common sense I thought he might have had, which isn't much because, as I mentioned, he's a bootlicker for one of the most despicable people in the industry. But any common sense I thought he had left, he has proven it was a myth. It doesn't exist. Again, myth, not talking about you, not Mithras, myth with a Y. It's different. But again, like, he's just, I couldn't just leave it alone. The stupidity dumbfounded me that he's out here trying to say that he, of all people, he thinks he is giving me, quote unquote, the challenge of my career. Motherfucker, I have been in that ring with men like Mithras. I have been in that ring with men like Paragon. Hell, I've been in that ring with men like Claymore, and I barely respect him. All of those people you do not hold a candle to. You do not have the gravitas to carry the stones you think you have, son.
All right. Well, I guess we will find out whether he indeed does have the stones. Since that match is not officially over, we can't really discuss it, nor can we discuss your world title match. We can, however, discuss your match tomorrow on Superstars.
Oh, we can. Can it be with Jobu so I can slap him around some more?
Unfortunately, Randy has already made his decision on your opponent tomorrow on Superstars. We've already had that conversation.
Wait, so that means it's someone who comes on air. So let me guess, Paragon.
Nope.
Oh, hi.
Sorry?
Oh, hi.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Him.
Oh, really? Now, I'm not wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, but, I mean, again, I was sort of tuning in a little bit here and there. Your would-be co-host over here seems to have been, like, drinking the necessary evil Kool-Aid over here tonight. Has he not?
He has.
Oh, all right. So I will happily smack the living fuck out of you in place of them.
What did you say, my key?
Good comeback, Judge.
That's what I got.
All right. But yes, you will be taking on Judgment tomorrow, Battle of Two RAWF Hall of Famers, on Superstars Live from Sacramento. But speaking of the Hall of Fame, Griffith, you made your opinions known earlier in the Hall of Fame's suggestion scene, as well as many others did. Let's see here. There it is. And again, a lot of names were brought up of those people. I'm curious, of the people that you listed, who do you think is most deserving of the RAWF Hall of Fame? Because you got some really good ones there. Who among that list is the most deserving?
Of my recommendations, obviously Unstoppable is a clear lead winner. But of the others, for that contentious battle of second, If you're asking me singles wrestlers, hands down, it is Chris Cage. If you are asking me overall, honestly, it's Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. There's some good names on there. Good names from everybody, to be honest with you. I think the Hall of Fame committee has a lot to think about as we ponder who to put in this year's RAWF Hall of Fame at Immortal 9. So, Griff, there really isn't a whole lot we could talk about, but is there anything you'd like to cover?
Yeah, some people need to buy a Clue by Four because they are delusional.
I guess we'll just have to figure out who you're talking about, Evan.
Oh, no, that's clear, Jim. That could be about a million. I wouldn't want someone to whine and bitch that I spoke about them in such a way as I was unclear who it was or they weren't present. I'm talking about Jobu.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough. Well, in that case, Griffith, thank you very much, and good luck tomorrow. Good luck tomorrow against Judgment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks. Hi, Judge. Bye, Judge.
All right, we're going to get to our promotion segment now. I believe I've covered everybody that called in tonight, and I will start with Maeve. Maeve, anything you'd like to promote it tonight?
I'd like to promote the Cerebral Palsy Awareness Tournament. It should be starting real soon, but there's still a chance for you to get signed up if you're not already.
Yes, I meant to mention that. Yes, sign up for that. Definitely sign up for that tournament being hosted by NMW, correct?
No, this one's being hosted by Papa Shaker's Fueled by Awareness Company.
Oh, my bad. And, of course, he's also doing
we'll drop the
his,
link right there.
Thank you very much. All right. Razor, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
Try as he may and try as he might, poor old Judge just couldn't get our ladies of RAWF to sit on his knee tonight.
Green Hill.
Thank you, Razor. Paragon. Paragon, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
First, look out for whatever Amadeus makes the official scene for the Xanthar tournament, and I will start sharing that to a point that you're going to want to block me since I can't share the donation scene anymore.
Did anyone actually block you?
No.
Okay.
I don't believe so, but people were irritated. Right. And second of all, I would like to share everybody's talking about their Hall of Fame opinions. I wasn't asked today because Paragon kind of has this history of always nominating things he's not supposed to. So I'm sure that nobody wants to say that, but there's the name that's kind of been mentioned out here a little bit. I'm not going to say it because I'm not supposed to, but that entity knows what it is, and you know what it is, and it deserves the Hall of Fame 100%, and that is what I'm going to promote tonight.
Well, to be fair, Paragon, I didn't ask you tonight because I wanted you to be able to have your say next week, but that's okay. All right.
Okay.
El Vacant, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
The new tortas have been very popular, so we've decided to keep them on as a permanent item. Speaking of which, I know you said not to give them to you on there, boss, but I don't listen real well. Here you go.
Ooh, nice. I got another one. Yay! Now what I'll be eating after the show. Thank you, Alvagan. Thank you very much. I believe...
I need someone
Cougar?
To do something cool so I can name it after them.
Cougar, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
Yes. Remember that Anything Goes and High Voltage will close signups on the 1st of April. And remember, you cannot gripe and complain about who gets into Hall of Fame if you're not getting into the scene and giving your suggestions.
All right. Thank you, Cougs, very much. Last but not least, the Immortal Griffith.
What to promote? Actually, I'll promote something. I'm going to promote the current RAWF champion. I've talked a lot, and I mean a lot of shit about him over the last 2 months. But in this pay-per-view, he's shown me something he's never shown me before, and that's actually a little bit of spirit. So win, lose, or draw, I'm going to promote STB as an actual, bona fide, and qualified RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. Are you okay? You going to be okay?
Yes, I apologize. I apologize.
You on the floor? Like what?
I'm fine. I was just reading something. All right. Well, thank you, Griff. I appreciate that. And ladies and gentlemen, we will be back here next week for RAWF After Hours, unyielding results, more final rankings. And I do hope that sometime this week I will have the scene and tournament made for the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. I can't tell you exactly when. Still finishing up a few last-second donations. So once I get that all figured, I promise you sometime this week that will all go out. So for El Vacant and Judgment, I am Lord Amadeus. This has been RAWF After Hours on the Back to Basics Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
Hasta luego, bye-bye.
See ya.